This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Steve Mirsky. Got a minute? Space Shuttle Discovery mission STS-128 is in orbit right now with some fascinating people on board. Pilot Kevin Ford became interested in flying when he was a kid and read the book Carrying the Fire by Michael Collins, command module pilot on Apollo 11. When he was old enough to take flying lessons, Ford paid for them with money he earned bagging groceries. Mission specialist Jose Hernandez was born in California into a family of migrant farm workers. He spent his childhood shuttling between Mexico and California, working in the fields and speaking little English. But during the school year, his parents, who possessed only third-grade educations, had him and his siblings attend school full-time and help with the work only on weekends. His second-grade teacher in California convinced his parents to set down roots for the sake of the children's educations. In high school, Hernandez was inspired by astronaut Franklin Chang Diaz and set his course on becoming an astronaut himself. The whole crew has great life stories and degrees in engineering or science. Check them out at snipurl.com/STS-128.
Booster ignition and liftoff of Discovery, celebrating its 25th birthday by racking up science and supplies to the space station.
Houston now controlling the midnight ride of Rick Sturko and his crew to the International Space Station. Discovery rolling on to the proper alignment for its 8.5-minute ride to orbit. 4.5 million pounds of hardware and humans taking aim on the international outpost.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Steve Mirsky.
32 seconds into the flight, the three liquid fuel main engines soon will throttle back to 72% of rated performance down in the bucket, reducing the stress on the shuttle as it goes transonic. Discovery 3.5 miles in altitude, 4 miles downrange from the Kennedy Space Center.